Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, today's Thursday, July the 6th. Thanks for having us on your radio this morning. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Hey.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up?
It's Dave Gray in the studio, unintentionally.
Yeah, I know. We're all dressed alike again.
I know.
Is that your mood today?
You know what? Oh, I'm going to say yes.
Are you in a gray mood?
I think it's because I've been needing to see sun.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Well, the sun is kind of out right now.
A little bit.
So today there is a slight chance of rain again, right?
Yeah,
about a 40% chance.
But it gets better as the weekend goes on. Mm.
Tomorrow's supposed to be nice and sunny, high like 90 something.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
I noticed in my closet this morning as I looked over that essentially what I have hanging up is gray and blue.
Really?
That's really it. Like those melancholy colors.
Hmm.
Blue's not really melancholy.
I don't know.
Is it a light blue or a darker blue?
No, it's not light blue. I don't wear much light blue.
You know what
blue.
I think that's from?
What's that?
I buy Kurt blue stuff because his eyes are blue. Don't you have blue eyes?
Yeah.
I can't really see from here, but...
No, my eyes are closed.
But maybe Leslie buys you a lot of blue to bring out your eyes.
Why did she buy me gray? Because I pick out the gray.
Blah.
Because I pick out the gray. That's what it is.
Is it?
Legit.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, Rachel likes it when I wear green. I think it's because I kind of look like Shaggy.
Works for me too there, Dave. Hey, if you didn't hear David on the After Show podcast, called a nudist colony. And the more I replayed that throughout my mind.
I listened to it three times yesterday.
Because I listened to it too. When he talks to the guy who's like, hello, thank you for calling the nudist farm. Who's all happy about it. David's like, hey, naked man.
It was so uncomfortable. You put yourself in that
situation. No, but what's funny is you turn both of our mics off and we were crying laughing. And then you hear David go,
Hello,
you
James.
You hear all of his like breaths in the voice in the mic.
I didn't know what to say to the guy. I mean, he starts thinking that I want to go out there to do bad things, which what? I don't. I didn't have any intention of
no,
that.
No, my favorite line was, where are you headed with this?
Right, because he knew.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, it's not the direction I'm going.
Merv the Perv shows back up, and he's on his way, man. The guy said, if you're just looking to hook up, this isn't the right place.
Right.
And then at that point, I was like, no, we gotta go.
That's not what I mean.
I ain't looking to hook up. Anyway, it's pretty funny stuff. It's on the After Show podcast. You can search Brandon Baxter in the Morning, iTunes, and Google Play Music to find that.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I'm going to put you guys on the spot real quick.
Oh, geez.
Don't you hate it when I do that?
Yep.
But it's so much fun for me to do this. Okay. I want moments of honesty. You can't lie. You can't make anything up.
Okay.
I need you to tell me the last time you fought with your spouse or your girlfriend and what it was about.
Kelly first.
Okay. Well, honestly, we don't fight a lot or argue a lot, but I would say, shut your face.
You saw both of us at the same time roll our eyes.
Right, but we don't. But I'm going to tell you what it's about. Can I not preface my story?
Go ahead.
It's already like you're lying, though.
We never argue.
I mean, we run a business together. So if you're going to work with a spouse and you run a business, it doesn't matter if you're... Mother Mary and someone else, if you're running a business with your spouse, there's going to be stuff that you argue about.
We're giving you the floor.
I'm done. That's it.
That's it?
That's my generalized statement. I'm not going to go into specific details.
Here goes angry mama over here. What's the last thing you argued about?
Well, I'll be real with you. Typically, Rachel and I argue about where we're going to go eat. That turns into something completely different. But the last big argument we had was about her living situation.
Trying to figure out where she was going to go.
Yeah, exactly. So we kind of got into a little bit of a thing with that.
She wanted to live with him. He didn't want her.
Not what I was getting into. But yeah, that was like the last big argument we got into.
Because our last big one was about money, which I think a lot of times from the guy perspective, it's about money.
Yeah.
Because I looked at the bank account and evidently on a weekend, I'm not supposed to do that. Because I can ruin the weekend.
Oh, man.
I mean, you're going to look at it now and you're going to ruin the whole weekend? That's what we argued about. And I'm like, look at these expenses. That $7 coffee, then you bought Kai a $5 coffee, then you brought me the $2 coffee.
It all starts to add up, doesn't it?
And the trip to Ulta and Victoria's Secret. So I started looking at this stuff. And then, there could be 20 things that she spent money on. And I went to the beer store once. Well, you bought beer.
Oh, man.
That's the kind of stuff we argue about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't check the bank account on the weekend. That's a new rule that you guys should know. But researchers have figured out the way that we can make the arguments end. And the way that we can do that, if you're a guy, the best thing you can do to make your girl feel bad for you and to end the argument is to cry.
What?
So as a guy, if we show vulnerability, like it really bothers us that we argued about it, pretty much the argument is over. Because they feel a little bit of sympathy because a guy doesn't cry that often. So the key, if you're fighting with Rachel, and you maybe have even been a little bit more aggressive, is ultimately at the end of it to cry.
So can you force cry? Have you ever like onions. Made yourself cry?
Well, I'm emotional enough. I don't have to force onions. Myself to cry. Yeah. You could do onions.
I guess onions would work. Just have some in your pocket at all times.
But I have another way, and this is the preferred way for guys to give up on being angry at their girlfriend.
I already know.
Guess what research has showed helps a guy get over the issue?
What is that, Brandon?
Everyone, let's try to figure it out.
They say straight up, any kind of flirtation or sexual advance completely makes the guy forget about it.
Man,
like there
easy.
Never was an argument.
Like, no joke. Because we're like, oh, sweet.
Ah, yeah, whatever. Cool.
Ulta? What's Ulta?
I don't even care if I'm broke. Hey, you want to go back? Let me get a loan.
What charges?
Let me call my friend Tony Futrell, get a loan. You can go back every day.
Oh, man.
Right?
That's classic.
It's true. Guys cry. Girls forgive you. Girls, you just have to, you know, flirt with your guy, and the guy's going to totally forget about all the problems.
I'm good with that. I'm cool with that.
But you can see it, right? Mm-hmm. It so makes sense. We're researching human behavior, and it's 100% accurate.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's kind of funny that this week is the way that it is, because I'm already ready for the weekend, and it's like we had a couple of days where we're supposed to have like half days and full days and whatever day off we have.
Yeah, it's messed up my routine for sure.
Yeah, so is today Thursday?
It is officially Thursday, so we're very close to the weekend.
That's good.
Yes, it's very good.
Does anybody else feel like that this morning? Like, oh, just get me to the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the 4th of July didn't feel like the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. We didn't even have the holiday. I talked to our general manager about that, by the way.
Oh.
You know, we made a little bit of an issue about that on the after show.
Yeah, yeah.
We're standing there prior to the fireworks going off talking about the success of the Color Run and 4th Fest and stuff like that. And I happened to bring up that it would be nice if the whole staff had a day off.
Right.
Ooh, how'd that go?
Well, it looks like we're going to have a day off next year.
Woo!
Yeah.
Next year.
I don't think it was all the way thought through this year. I think it just kind of happened.
Yeah.
You know when you put somebody on the spot and you ask them a question and they just respond without really thinking about it? Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what happened this year.
I gotcha.
Oh, we'll take a half day here and a half day there. That makes a full day. Well, not really.
Yeah.
Do you think that we could take a day off next week then to make up for the day off we missed this week?
I think we should take off tomorrow.
I think that's a great... And then it gets us to the weekend. It's like everybody's problem is solved.
Yeah, because basically what we're going to do for our days off in the future is Kelly and I get the day off and you come into work.
That'll be perfect. Let's just keep that routine going.
I like it.
That's what we did last week. And it worked out just fine.
Oh, yeah. Country Music News. K-Fine.
Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Well, guys, there's a big story out today on Maren Morris, who has her newest single out right now called I Could Use a Love Song.
I could use a love song. It's good.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Takes me back just like that when it comes on to a time when I would.
So basically the story is she missed some really big phone calls, maybe the biggest ones of her life.
What do you mean?
Because she had some weird phone calls from like South London. And typically when you get phone calls like that, it's like a telemarketer or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you never answer those calls.
Never.
Exactly.
Oh, London's calling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me answer that one.
Jamaica's calling.
But I really need to answer that.
But she had two missed calls from South London. And she's like, well, this is kind of weird. But her manager informed her it was actually Elton John who was trying to get in contact with her. Believe it or not.
Wow.
And as they were talking about this, Elton John called her back and she answered, and it really was Sir Elton John on the phone with her.
There's no way.
Yeah, and the coolest thing about it is he actually got her latest album, her debut album, Hero, has it on vinyl and said, I love what you're doing and I hope we get to meet in the future.
Dang, that's cool.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because he's kind of iconic with the old pop and rock and stuff like that.
Oh man, he has so many good songs.
So you're a young girl from Texas. What is she, about 22, 23, 24, something like that?
Early 20s.
And she gets a call from Elton John.
Yeah, one of the biggest icons in music.
Like, that's a cool story.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Man, this is so good.
Anybody ever been to an Elton John concert?
No, but I've heard it's awesome.
I've heard
it is, too.
It's enough to live for wide-eyed wanderer.
You guys remember when Princess Diana passed away and he did The Candle in the Wind. And that became like the biggest song of all time at that point.
Man.
Because I went out and I bought the, I guess at that point you still bought cassette singles, but I bought the cassette single.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because it was awesome. His version was really good. He does Tiny Dancer and Benny and the Jets. What are some other ones?
Crocodile Goodbye. Rock.
I love that song. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Gosh, he has so many great hits, though. I mean, there's a massive catalog.
Don't let the sun go down on me.
And he did that with somebody else. He did a duet with, it was him and I'm wanting to say, not Michael. Oh, I'm going to have to look it up.
All right. So you work on
that. With that song, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh. Okay, sorry. I thought you were telling me to... I thought you were asking me about the song. All right, so Tyler Hubbard posted a picture... I'm sorry. Posted a picture of his wife, Haley. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. The picture, she is in her birthday suit, and she's 4 months pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
But you can't tell... Hang on. You can't tell because she's lying on her belly like... in a shallow pool of water.
Right.
And it's really tasteful, almost kind of artsy. It doesn't show any bits.
That's good.
So, yeah.
It's a good looking picture, though.
Yeah, it's a really pretty picture.
You know how much I think, like, pregnant women are pretty?
Yeah.
I could be in trouble.
Well, yes, but it doesn't. You can't even tell she's pregnant in this picture.
She's that tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's 4 months.
But, yeah, and it says, would you look at that background? I think I'll take up photography.
Nice.
Right.
That's funny, though.
So, you know, it kind of shows, I think they're in Greece or something, but it shows Greece in the background, but really you're not looking at the background.
4 months into your pregnancy, how much did you gain?
I didn't look like her.
Probably 40 pounds. Hey, we know Chris Stapleton's next single. I love this song. Out of all the songs he's put out, this is probably my favorite one.
Sing my share.
It's called Broken Halos.
Four little wings that it used to fly.
I like it.
They've
That's
all
good.
Gone wherever they go. Broken halos that it used to shine.
Broken Halos, a new single from Chris Stapleton.
Broken halos that used to shine.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, when your dad was farming, and he still farms to this day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he does.
Did he feel like a sexy farmer?
I guess so.
Did the women of Wiener hit on your dad?
I guess my mom did. That's how they got married.
Is she from Wiener?
She's actually from Harrisburg.
Okay. If you're from Wiener, are you a Wienerite?
You're a cardinal.
Well, I mean, the school, but like...
You're just a person from Wiener.
Is that it? Like, do you have anything like that?
No.
You're just a person.
You're not like, you know, like... I guess
you're not a Memphian.
No.
Or a Nashvillian.
No, we just call ourselves people from Wiener.
You're acting like you're coming from a different planet, though.
Yeah. Nanu.
Welcome, people from Wiener.
You know, we had the Wienermobile in Wiener the other day.
Oh, that was a big deal.
It was a huge deal. It was actually
the Oscar Mayer Wiener?
Yeah, the actual, like, Wiener truck. And they had, like, Wiener motorcycles and stuff out there.
Oh, I haven't seen the Wiener motorcycle.
Yeah, there was all kinds of Wiener stuff out there.
What's a Wiener motorcycle look like?
They have, like, different Wiener things that you may not see. It's just, like, different Wiener things. I don't know how to explain
it. Is the motorcycle shaped like a hot dog?
Yeah, and they had the big,
no,
like...
No, it's not.
Yeah, they had, like, a big, like, you know, the Wienermobile. Then you had little Wiener whistles that you could blow
into. Oh, I've had a Wiener whistle before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were giving out all kinds of Wiener whistles.
Did you toot the Wiener whistle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you go out to that? Because I know you're in Wiener over
the weekend. I missed it. I had to work. So
that's a shame.
Yeah. I wish I could have seen the big Wiener mobile and all that
stuff. So the people from Wiener went out to see the Wiener mobile.
Mm-hmm. People were freaking out over it. It was a big deal.
I did a remote with the Wiener mobile one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it?
Did you get to drive it?
They were at the Hazel Nettleton.
I remember. I think I was there for
and
that.
And we did a cookout. I didn't get to drive that. It. But like I was talking to the people who did drive it. I was kind of jealous they got to drive the Wiener mobile. I mean, it's not every day.
I wonder if they have to have a CDL.
Oh, they have to.
Yeah, that thing's massive.
It's giant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not every day that you're driving down the highway and here comes a giant wiener floating by.
No, it's not every day.
Right?
No, that's not a typical thing you see.
But imagine like the fun. I bet people take pictures of it all the time.
Mm-hmm. They were taking a lot of Wienermobile pictures.
Yeah, I would imagine Wiener. They were. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, guys. You know when you have a couple of drinks It almost feels like you can do anything on the planet. And sometimes it's good. You know, you go out and do karaoke for the first time in your life.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Or maybe you go out and talk to that girl you've never talked to.
I was afraid of that.
Yeah, but, you know, if you have a couple of drinks, your bravery, your inner self just kind of comes out.
It's a great lesson you're teaching people, David.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, there are some times...
You're scared? Just go drinking.
That's not what I'm getting to.
Come on now.
Just listen to this story, though, because sometimes when you have a couple of drinks, it doesn't always work out too well.
Right.
There was a guy in Florida who just went through that.
Okay.
He was having a few drinks, ended up going out and driving. Awful idea. So he accidentally ended up driving up onto a sidewalk and then somehow ended up right next to a flight of stairs.
What?
I don't know how he ended up doing all this because the sidewalk itself is pretty narrow.
Stairs going up, stairs going down.
Going upstairs.
So like a picture of a courthouse.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Right, I mean,
but it was like a flight of stairs going up to another sidewalk or whatever.
Okay.
So he's on this sidewalk and he gets the brilliant idea. You know what? I can drive on these stairs.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
Doesn't exactly work out. It works out exactly kind of how you would expect it to. He drives his car into it and smack, hits it real hard and basically totals his car.
Oh, good idea, buddy.
Yeah, not exactly the smartest idea. So he messed up his car. Cops got there shortly afterward. He gets a DUI.
Was he stuck? Like, did his car get stuck,
yeah,
I guess?
I think it hit so hard it actually backed up, like at least 20 or 30 feet. So he hit this thing.
Dang.
He got like a running start.
It was like bumper cars.
Kinda, except he was hitting these stairs, and there was no damage to the stairs, but his car was messed up.
That's bad news.
So again, be careful when you're drinking. Have a good time. Be safe. And just remember, people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I need to make a quick public service announcement. Quick PSA.
Okay.
It is officially July 6th. No more fireworks, please.
Oh, jeez.
I had fireworks in my neighborhood going off, and it wasn't just like one little bottle rocket. It was like those ones that go pew 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 pew, keep exploding, and then multiple fire rockets going off at the same time. It was going off at 2:30 in the morning.
Okay, that's too much.
Oh, wow.
2:30 is extreme.
I woke up and I was like,
if you get up like an hour and a half later,
yeah,
that's really extreme.
I almost yelled out my window, y'all cut that crap out.
David's that old man.
What is it? Because he was saying that's something about that yesterday, too. Like, he's all of a sudden becoming this old guy who wants to confront people.
Yeah, but it's 2:30 in the morning. Everyone was asleep. Dude, except for those guys.
I'm not opening my door at 2:30 in the morning for anything.
It was pretty bad. Mm. You might have.
I wouldn't. I'd be hiding. Call the police in.
Well, I didn't want to be that guy to call the police.
You'd rather get out there and yell at him.
I would be that guy in the front yard.
Y'all get out of here.
Cut that out.
Now, see, I get it, because, like, Kyle wanted to do the last bit of the fireworks last night, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a few to do. And, like, it's just what you finish them off.
Now, what time did you do that?
Well, we were probably out there about 8:15, 8:20.
Oh, ask me what time that my husband and two boys went outside.
What time did your husband and two boys go outside?
10:30.
Oh, that's too late.
It's too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
What's the right time to go out and do the fireworks?
Well, I had some kids in my neighborhood go out around 5 or 6 in the afternoon and do some fireworks, which I was okay with.
Well,
whatever.
It's not as fun, though, because you can't see stuff.
Yeah, but it's not like you're
bothering
anybody.
But most of the
anybody.
Stuff that I'm hearing is not stuff you see.
What is it?
It's like,
the big explosions.
Those like are annoying.
Yeah, it's like the little, black cats. It's the black cats and then the bottle rockets.
Yeah, but I think they had my neighbors, what are those big, I guess it's like those.
Roman candles?
No, I think they did have a Roman candle, but one of those that just keep exploding and don't stop. And I think they were doing it in the yard, so I could still smell the smoke when I went to work this morning.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it was, whatever they were doing, it was a lot. It was too much.
So you're saying at this point, people need to put up their fireworks.
Or at least do it at a time that won't wake everyone up at 2:30 in the morning.
What neighborhood do you live in?
I'm not doing that.
We'll send everybody with fireworks over to his
house.
I'm not
calling anyone. No, not doing that.
So I get the call. Like, we were tired yesterday, right? Like, it was really one of those days where I felt like, oh my gosh, do I have to work? And I tried to gut it out. But I was ready for a nap. And I was determined I was getting a nap when I got home. So I told my wife, I said, no workout today. What can we get for lunch? Like, give me some food that I normally wouldn't eat and let me take a nap. Because I thought I needed that.
Yeah.
So we decided that we're going to go and do the Taco Bell thing.
Woo.
Love Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Always have. My wife's like, I want the cheesy gordita crunch. Okay.
Could you explain these?
I didn't know what the difference was. She knew for some reason. And this is kind of where I'm getting at. Because I know what I get. I always get the chalupa gordita looking thing. It's like a T6. I get it every single time.
I've never got anything that says gordita.
No, it's pretty good.
Really?
Or it might be the chalupa thing I get. Mm-hmm. So anyway, whatever it is, I always get T6. Her deal that I was supposed to order was supposed to be T10.
Uh-oh. Oh, you went home with the wrong one.
I went home with a T9.
Dude.
Which was a Crunchwrap Supreme. So let me give you the basic here, the basis. She's never ordered the cheesy gordita crunch. Never had it. I don't know why she even thought of it. Typically, she gets the quesadilla, which is basically like a Crunchwrap.
Yeah.
So when she knows that I don't have the right food and she bites into it, she's like, oh, I can't eat this. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't eat this? She's like, I just can't eat it. Oh, gosh. Oh. And she's making this big to-do about it. Uh-huh. And I'm like, this is just like the quesadilla that you get otherwise.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's so different. So then I try to explain to her that really Mexican food is all the same. It's a tortilla. It's beef. It's cheese.
Yep, it is.
Now, is the tortilla more crunchy than the other tortilla? Sometimes it might be. It might be in a different freaking shape, but it's basically the same thing.
You're absolutely right.
But she's acting like I gave her liver. Oh, gosh. Oh, I can't. I don't even know. I just won't eat.
But let me, I'm going to defend her. Like, if, because y'all work out and eat, like, to perfection, like, to the point where, like, it almost makes us sick. And so when you're going to cheat, like, she had it in her head. Like, I'm going to cheat. Like, today is going to be my cheat day. I want this. And then, so, like, if she gets something, and, like, let's say that she bit into an onion or something, and she didn't like an onion, like.
That's what she said.
Wow.
I tasted onion. I tasted the onion.
Man, if it's a cheat day, though, does it really even matter?
No, it doesn't freaking matter.
No, it matters. Because if you don't eat it a lot, you want to have that, you know, what you want.
Let me show you. This is a cheesy gordita crunch.
Gotcha.
I want one now.
It looks good, right? Let me show you the crunch wrap.
That looks just like a quesadilla.
Because
she gets the quesadilla every time. She gets it all the time. That's a quesadilla with more stuff in it, with like sour cream.
There's stuff in it.
Yeah, that looks good.
It's like a souped up quesadilla.
It's a better than a normal quesadilla.
And she was getting mad. Yes. She was getting mad at you.
And I'm like, you gotta stop.
I've never heard her use that voice.
She suddenly sounds like Vince McMahon.
Oh, this is terrible. Welcome to the XFL. It was awful, though. And I'm thinking, like, legitimately, right?
So as that's happening, what are you saying? Are you just eating?
I'm like, Leslie, stop it. Be for real. They're the same thing. You get the quesadilla all the time. Oh, but there's onions in here.
What's Kai doing?
He already had lunch because she went and got him something different.
Oh,
so he wasn't there to witness all this.
He didn't see it.
Mm.
But am I right that most Mexican food is basically the same?
Yep, I agree.
It's not that much different.
The ingredients,
So she's making a big deal about nothing, basically.
Thank you, David.
Leslie, I understand.
High five. Yep, high five.
Stop agreeing.
What?
I hate it that y'all are friends. It bugs the crap out of me. It really does.
Because you know that I'm right.
And last night when I was shooting the fireworks, she's over there taking videos, and I just knew she was sending videos to her.
Oh, man.
I didn't see anything.
So I cut her a look. I'm like, stop it.
You're going to take her phone away, aren't you?
Canceled.
Oh, okay.
I'm canceling her phone and her debit card.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Thursday, July the 6th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Kent Hampton, who's from Paragould. Happy birthday. We have Caleb Smith of Manila, 6 years old today. We have Ryan Morris, also from Manila, turning 13 years old today.
Happy birthday.
Big 13.
Finally a teenager. Do you remember those days?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Karen Sanders of Jonesboro celebrates today. And Chayton Glasgow, who's from Truman, celebrates as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Kevin Hart is 38 years old today. He's the comedian who's like a multi-millionaire. He's super rich.
Well, he's tiny too.
Yeah, he's like just a little bit shorter than you. 5'4".
He was also in the movie with The Rock, where The Rock looked like, I mean, and The Rock's a huge dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot they did that movie together.
But The Rock looks even bigger because Kevin Hart's so small. So, yeah.
Yep. Tia and Tamara Mowry are 39 from Sister Sister.
Yeah.
That was big. 50 Cent's 42 years old today. My boy going back.
50.
I guess we have to.
We have to.
On 50 Cent's birthday.
What are you going to play?
Well, we got to do the birthday song.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Y'all in the mood now?
Oh, yeah. This takes me back to like 2005.
Yeah.
Woo. The big days.
He was a straight up crazy kid from Wiener.
I had his album, too.
Really? Gangster.
Yeah. My mom listened to it, too. She liked it.
Your mom listened to it?
Yeah. Go, show it. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday.
And you know we don't give up. It's not your birthday. Let's see if David is gonna slip. Happy birthday to 50 Cent, who celebrates today.
All right, so Sylvester Stallone is 71 years old today.
Oh, wait.
Rocky.
He's Rocky. Hang on.
Yeah.
You know what I have to do then?
Oh, you're going to play the Rocky
theme? You have to shadow box.
I could do that.
Let's go find some stairs.
You want to do that?
Big meat. That was awkward.
That was awkward.
I meant like big meat to punch, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks, David. What about this one? You think of Sylvester Stallone?
David, sit down.
Please.
Woo!
Here we go. Like, that's a great one. Also, I think when you think about the Rocky movies, you pretty much have to think about this one as well.
Oh, yeah.
Still never seen it.
It's the greatest movie series of all time. Take that, David. Take that.
That's
truly it is.
Arguably.
There's even talk that in the new movies where they bring back the kid, the Creed kid, that they're thinking about bringing, what was it, Ivan Drago back?
Oh, wow.
The guy from Rocky IV.
That'd be big.
Really?
Dolph Lundgren, yeah.
All right, George W. Bush is 71 years old today, and Burt Ward is 72. That was Robin back in the day, like the OG Robin.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome, too. Oh, it was classic.
Pow!
You know what's crazy is Burt Ward was saying that he was hanging out with Adam West like the weekend before he passed away, and Adam had all these plans, like he had no idea he was about to die.
Oh,
that is so crazy.
And because of like those comic book conventions and stuff like that, they still toured together all over the place. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Kent Hampton, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I think if you've listened to the show for the last number of months, it's not a big secret we're fans of Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
So Shania on her Instagram account has released the track listing of her newest album, Shania Now, which comes out in September. 16 tracks in total. The first one is called Swinging With My Eyes Closed.
Okay.
Gotcha.
There's also Home Now, Light of My Life, Poor Me, Who's Gonna Be Your Girl, More Fun, I'm All Right, Let's Kiss and Make Up, which is something that you know, we've all probably experienced at some point.
Yeah.
Of course, again, 16 tracks in total, but our favorite one is the one that's out right now, which is called Life's About to Get Good. This is Shania Twain.
Oh, life's about joy. Life's about pain. It's all about the giving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and love the way I should. Life's about to get good.
You can follow Shania when you go to Shania Twain on Instagram. Check out the entire track listing.
So if you were to spend a day with Dierks Bentley, like before a concert, you would get a look into some of his rituals. He has like rituals, which a lot of celebrities and singers do before a concert,
oh, yeah.
Right? Well, one of them is he is his own pilot. Like he pilots his own plane to go from concert to concert.
Oh, that's crazy.
He has a co-pilot, but he prefers to be the main guy. He also does a pre-show ice bath.
I've seen him do that a lot on social media.
Yeah,
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, and if he doesn't have a bath available to him, he buys one of those like big trash cans.
Yeah.
And they put ice and ice water, and he just squats in it. And he says it's like doing it's like a 5-hour energy drink to him, except not putting that stuff in your body.
Mm-hmm.
It gives him like that 5-hour just burst.
Does that make you guys think, oh my gosh, he's crazy?
Little bit, especially when he jumps in a trash
can. But there's something on. I mean, there's people that we know that do that.
Oh, I know.
And
people
they
love
swear
it.
By it.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do it. Like, I don't want my shower to get a little bit cold. I don't want to step in right when I turn the shower on.
I know. And then after he warms up at the sauna, and then he does his acoustic set under the tailgate, like for a tailgate party for his VIPs. And then he does his pre-show sound check where he does he pretends to be in a bluegrass band, and a lot of people realize it's him and some people don't.
Yeah.
But every concert.
That's cool. You have the same routine. Mm-hmm. You feel comfortable with that routine. That's cool.
Yeah. Florida Georgia Line decided to change up their routine a little bit at one of their shows in Indianapolis when Tyler Hubbard brought out his dog, Harley, to the stage.
Okay.
Harley had some soundproof headphones on, was just having a good time, gets up there close to the front row. They're petting the dog, and it's a big golden retriever, beautiful dog. But I had no idea that the song Sundays, they actually talk about Harley. Because I was thinking he was talking about a motorcycle the whole time.
Well, I did too.
Yeah, he's actually talking about his dog. It says, if you want, you can come pet my Harley. And we actually have that song right here.
This isn't about a motorcycle.
No, it's about his dog.
His dog.
Oh, that's crazy.
Girl, you know you're the life of my party. You can stay and keep sipping Bacardi. Stir it up as we turn on some Marley. If you want, you can pet on my Harley.
I had no idea.
Me either.
I have a dog named Harley too, so it makes me want to listen to that song again.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, so they bring out Harley and sing Sundays.
Oh, that's cute.
It was a really precious moment.
So if my dogs were to go out on stage in the middle of a concert, they would probably be like marking their territory on everything.
That and running everywhere and
scooting their butt, the butt scoot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this dog
the butt scooting boogie.
Butt scoot.
Boogie. that's what Charlie would be doing.
I guess I trained Harley not to do that, though.
Oh, it sounds like a disaster. Kelly's dog would be biting people in the face like it did my son.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, true story.
That is not a true story.
We're welcomed into the house.
You can't say true story when it's not a true story.
Did the dog jump at my son's face?
After he acted like he was going to do something to the dog.
True story. You're lying. Anyway.
Ask your wife.
My wife is going to have my back. Unless she heard me talking about the Taco Bell stuff, but then maybe she would.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Did you guys follow any of the Rob Kardashian drama on social media?
I did a little bit yesterday.
I saw some people, like comedians, reacting to it.
Because it was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know what Rob Kardashian's ever done other than, like, he's a Kardashian.
Yeah, I think that's really it.
But, like, was he the one that came up with, like, the sock line at one point, or was it a different Kardashian?
Maybe.
I don't know. You might be right. He did something.
Like he tried something, mm-hmm. and then he ended up dating, I guess the girl's name is Black China.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
So evidently, were they married or they just break up? Do you know?
I think they were maybe engaged, but I don't think they ever got married.
Ever been
but
married.
Yeah, they've had so much drama. I mean,
but they had a kid.
Yeah. Dream.
Is that the name of the kid? Dream. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they have this kid, and it ends up that I guess that he spent a lot of money on her over stuff, and he caught her cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So after catching her cheating, he decides to basically show the world the real side of this woman that he has been with forever or for a long time.
Literally.
So like he posted photos of her without clothes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On Instagram.
So she's naked
mm-hmm.
on Instagram. And then he's talking about how, like, I guess she had the baby and then miraculously, according to the media, lost the weight. And she was talking about how she did the whole weight loss thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he says now he posted a photo of her in the operating room saying that he paid for her to lose the weight.
Ooh.
And she lied the whole way through it.
Man. Wow.
So then she is sending back stuff to Rob Kardashian, she being Black China, of her with other guys. And hey, look at the stuff he's bought me.
Dude.
While she's flaunting it with other guys.
That is awful.
She's going to create an army against her, though. Think about all that.
It becomes this huge social media story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where people, and I saw tons of tweets about, while the world should be talking about North Korea and intercontinental ballistic missiles, they're talking about Rob Kardashian and Black China.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess when you post a nude photo on Instagram, even though David follows many of those accounts, you're not allowed to do that.
That is not true. They come and follow me, and I can't help it.
Oh, they come and follow him.
I had that backwards.
You've had the same followers. Don't act like I'm the only one in this room that gets those.
What are you even talking about?
Yeah.
You get all kinds of them.
You're such a liar.
Okay, Leslie, if you're listening right now, you need to go through Brandon's account on Instagram and check out all of the accounts that follow him, that he's allowed to follow him.
What does that even mean?
Mm-hmm. You'll find out.
What does that even mean?
He's getting y'all in a fight.
Way to go.
For no reason.
My whole point was, idiots.
You don't even know what to say.
My whole point was, is that you can't post like that kind of stuff on Instagram.
He got banned, yeah. I think, or they took him off or something like
that. Yeah, they deleted his account. So it made me think about David's uncle. Like David's uncle who's a nudist.
Yeah.
Like if he's a nudist and that's how he lives and that's what he does.
There has to be an insta-nude.
Insta-nude.
Let's go make insta-nude.
And it's just for nudists.
It's just for nudists.
You could be making millions.
So in case you didn't hear us on the after show, David, and this is weird, because David has seen his grown uncle naked and has videos of it on his computer.
He's sitting here nodding his head, shaking his head.
I can't even like deny it.
True or false?
That is true.
Unfortunately, okay. It's true.
Let me explain this, because you made it sound like it's just something. No. It was a pilot of a documentary series they were going to make or something like that.
Reality show.
I don't even know what network it was going to be on. It was like 11 and a half minutes. I didn't realize it was actually
ABC.
Right.
ABC. I didn't actually realize that it was all unedited.
And Until we saw it.
There's no black bars or blurry things covering up anything.
Nope.
So I saw everything.
So David was like, hey,
y'all want to watch this video?
Yeah, so it was 11 and a half minutes of a bunch of naked people, basically.
Right. So about 1 minute in, you realize there was nudity, and you watched the other 10 and a half minutes. Right? Yeah. I mean, listen, he talks himself into the hole. Have you noticed that?
But it was like, I've never seen anything like that before.
So then in the after show podcast, we basically forced David to call the nudist camp.
Yeah.
Well, because his uncle gave him a card.
Mm-hmm. Gave me the number and everything.
So David, being the trooper that he is, as we dial it, he starts backing away from the mic and pointing to me like he wants me to talk to him.
Right.
So we had an awkward silence in there, and the guy on the other line was kind of like, what's going on
Hello.
Here?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Happy Nudity or whatever he says.
Serendipity Park.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you by not knowing
Happy
the name
nudity.
Of the nudist colony. It's Serendipity Park. Anyway, it's on the after show podcast if you want to check it out. David talking to the guy. The guy basically thinks David is a complete nutcase and that he's just trying to hook up with women.
It's really funny.
It's probably the most awkward phone call I've ever had in my entire life.
You can go to the podcast on iTunes or Google Play Music. Just search Brandon Baxter in the Morning. It's part of the Unfiltered After Show.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So today's Thursday, Throwback Thursday, and you know, I struggle with it because I want to always provide you guys with fresh content.
Yeah.
I'm one of those weird people who is like, well, if somebody has seen this before, then it's not really a throwback, and you know.
And full disclosure, you really do stress over it every Thursday.
Right, because like for me, like I consider myself, hey, I want to entertain, make people laugh, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I always want it to be fresh. I found a picture I've never posted. I'm not sure that you guys have ever seen the photo. I don't even know if my wife has seen this photo.
Are you serious?
That means it's really good.
Yeah, so this is mid-90s. Let me give you the description of what I'm wearing, and then I'm going to post the photo. Do you remember in the mid-90s how Zubaz pants were a big deal?
Yep.
And it was especially a big deal if you were in wrestling. You had Zubaz pants. They were like hammer pants.
Yep.
Oh my
but they were really bright. So my pair of Zubaz that I'm wearing are
like
bright.
Like jams.
Right, but they went all the way down.
Yeah.
Were they tapered at the foot
yes,
too?
Yes, they were tapered.
Oh my
just,
goodness.
So just absolutely awful fashion. So I'm wearing green ones and with black like cow print on them. They're tougher to see in the picture, but what you will notice is that I have long blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
I have huge hoop earrings that are like not even real gold.
Oh,
like my ears are probably black and green underneath with knots from where they'd be infected.
Yep.
Because I probably got like the $3 earrings,
yeah.
But I wanted to look like a wrestler. So I did that. Long blonde hair. And guys, I'm actually, well, not wearing a shirt. So you can see the fact that I was built, you know, almost like a female at that point.
I look a lot like you. So,
and
that.
I'm wearing a hat. But this isn't even a normal hat. This is a purple plaid.
Because you don't wear hats.
Massimo hat. Like, this goes against everything I've ever thought of in my entire life with fashion. Because, again, Zubaz pants, no shirt, no muscle tone, long hair.
Flesh.
Gold earrings and a purple plaid hat. And you see my nipple and I'm holding a dog.
Or are you going to show us?
What are you thinking with that?
Guys, it's absolutely awful, and it's brand new Throwback Thursday material.
I've never seen this picture before.
I'm ready to see it.
All right, here we go. It's going up right now at, let's go ahead and put it on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Brandon Baxter on the radio. Instagram is Brandon on KFIN. Twitter is Brandon on KFIN as well. So if you guys...
Oh my gosh. What in the world is this?
Brandon.
Dude, I'm cheesing it big, too.
Oh my gosh.
Do y'all like it?
The dog's pretty.
I don't even know where that dog came from.
I like your gold chain.
Oh, I didn't even notice the gold chain because it's the same color as my skin.
It doesn't really stand out.
Zooming in on you.
Don't zoom in on pictures.
I am.
Those hoop earrings are huge.
They're massive.
I have to pick you apart. Let's see.
So Massimo was a big deal back in the 90s,
it
right?
It was huge, yeah.
But the purple plaid Massimo with the green pants and no shirt might not be the best little fashion statement
what
I was trying to make.
In the world is going on.
How would you describe my physique, Kelly? Like a little kid?
I would say my 14-year-old son.
Right. Now I was probably 19 at this point.
Yeah.
Guys, it's even worse when you think of me being 19. Anyway, it's funny. Y'all have to do a Throwback Thursday too then. A funny one.
We don't have any good ones
like
that.
Yeah, you always defeat us in Throwback Thursday.
It's like I shouldn't even do it because it's like yours are always so good.
Find one. You find one and you find one.
I'll try.
We're going to work on Throwback Thursday together. Brandon on KFIN, Instagram and Twitter, and Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Rodney Poff joins us in the studio this morning from Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine.
I'm busy showing pictures of my grandkid.
Oh yeah, we were looking at the cute little baby.
Now, see, I saw those on your wife's Instagram account because I don't know if you know this, but we're buddies on there. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Buddies. Okay, just want to make sure you're clear. I don't want you to get mad.
Yeah.
No. But it looked like you were a proud like grandfather with the
dang
baby.
Right. Yeah.
So, how tough is it to leave the grandbaby when you leave Oklahoma?
It's tough because he's 7 hours away. You know, so that's hard.
But now you see how grandparents can spoil kids like crazy.
Oh, yeah. And then when he's older, it'll be a lot more fun, too.
Yeah. So Rodney comes in every Thursday morning with the event roster. But at the same point, we like to provide Rodney with content as well.
Yeah.
And he's nervous about said content. Because
I have something right here.
As he drinks his coffee.
All right. So what do you have pulled up, David?
Remember that video we talked about yesterday? Let me fast forward a little bit to the good parts.
This is the...
To the good parts.
This is the reality show of the reality show pilot of the nudist colony that my uncle lives at.
Okay, so have you started playing it yet?
Yeah, it's playing right now.
Rodney, guess which one is David's uncle when you see him?
That's
him.
Yeah, I would think
he kind of looks
him.
Like
how
David.
Did you think it was him?
It was the smile.
Does his smile look like David's smile?
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
I've never seen David naked and smiling.
No, neither have I. Kelly has, but I haven't.
Brandon. Good God.
Wow.
Give me some color commentary as if you were a color commentator on this.
There it is.
Go, Rodney.
They make clothes for a reason.
See?
So they're happy. They're dancing.
Yeah,
now.
They are. They're having a great time.
I mean, look at that. He's cutting down a tree.
I would
he's
never
naked.
Lumberjack naked, though.
No, my gosh.
Yeah.
No. What about chiggers Splinters. And things like that? Yeah. Splinters.
And I hope that's like his own personal golf cart, because if that's a rental, I've never rented a golf cart.
Now they're in a pool naked.
He said you carry around a towel. That way, if you sit down.
Good. That'd be a good practice, I think.
So David calls the nudist colony yesterday on the After Show podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And in talking to them, they get the idea that David is a pervert.
Yeah, he basically asked me like,
he
all
almost
right,
hung up on him.
He asked me, what are you getting at here, man? And I'm like,
well,
because
David was asking
more.
The age of the, how many women
he goes,
are there?
He goes, well, how many women are there?
I was just curious because this show only shows like guys here.
But this guy takes his nudist job very seriously, and I think he thought David might have been making fun of him.
Where's this going?
They're on
the slide.
Oh.
What?
He's at the slip and slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's what David does when he goes back home for his celebrations in Wiener. They do naked slip and slide, the whole family.
Wow.
So if you ever want to go over there to the farm. Yeah.
It's not what we do at all. There's naked karaoke.
What is it? Kelly's about to pass out or puke. What is it?
I just saw a killer whale floaty with a man on it in the pool.
Now they're all drenched.
Okay, turn it off, David. Everyone's distracted. All right, first thing that comes to your mind. First thing that pops up.
Ooh.
Okay, that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the events going on at JonesBro.com.
Go ahead and close this.
And Occasions Magazine. The Forum has an event going on tomorrow.
That's right. Friday, Cinderella Kids at the Forum. The Foundation of Arts will present Cinderella Kids Friday at 6 and Saturday morning at 10 at the Forum as part of the Foundation of Arts Young Artist Theater. You can call 935-2726 or go to foajonesboro.org.
Hey, that guy right there looks like Rodney. Is that Rodney?
I didn't know you visited.
Rodney. I've got your back. I'm here.
We've seen your front. So on Saturday.
Seen everything.
There's an event happening at Sage Meadows.
Yes, Saturday, the Arkansas Children's Hospital Charity Open. It's going to be at Sage Meadows. The 9th annual Arkansas Children's Hospital Charity Open will be held from 8 Saturday morning until 2 at the Sage Meadows golf course. All proceeds from this 4-person golf scramble will benefit the Arkansas Children's Hospital.
All right, so Sunday, the Fowler Center, Riceland Hall, they have an event going on Sunday.
That's right, the Taming of the Shrew. The Arkansas Shakespeare Theater will present the Taming of the Shrew at Fowler Center's Riceland Hall, 2 o'clock Sunday. Admission is $10.
All right, so then 1 week from today.
It's actually 2 weeks from today.
Need some glasses.
Well, no, it's
written wrong.
It says,
Anyway, 2 weeks from today, we can all have ice cream and hang out.
Yeah,
together.
So it's the summer monthly fun, the Alive After Five, and it's going to have the normal vendor booths and music and everything, but they're also have it as an ice cream social.
That'll be fun.
In the middle of summer, that should be perfect.
So. Yeah.
So find out all about the events going on across the area when you log on to JonesBro.com. It is the city website. We also have live music. Kelly, what are you giggling about still?
You're
still giggling. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing about?
I'm minding my own business.
She's thinking about that whale.
See, get back. Live music, attention members and guests, what's happening at the Brick House?
A Brick House, Friday night, the Arkansas Brothers will be there, and then Saturday, Carrie Lee with DJ Sykes after that.
J-Town's Grill, what do they have happening?
Friday night, Terry and Phillip. Saturday night, Corey Whitehouse.
Skinny J's has music tonight.
Tonight, Scott Snellgrove.
The 501 Steakhouse, what do they have happening?
Saturday night, if you like rock, blues rock, This is where you should be.
What's our spot?
Tony Spinner, which everybody knows Tony, and Sonny Hunt, who can rock the guitar.
Yep.
That should be awesome.
That's at the 501 on Saturday.
501 Saturday. And on Tuesdays, they have Tony Spinner and Terry Carter, and each Wednesday, Vicky McGee and Sonny Campbell.
What about Sully's? What do they have going on?
Tonight, jazz night. Friday night, karaoke. And Saturday, they will have Dylan Kate.
Godsey's Grill's doing music.
Friday night at Godsey's Grill, Carrie Lee. Saturday, Lauren Richmond.
Omar's Uptown has live music coming up as well, and Upper Crust on Shelby Drive has music Saturday.
Saturday night at Upper Crust on Shelby is Vicky McGee Band.
Again, you can find out all about the events and the music when you log on to JonesBro.com. It is the city website. And as Mr. Rodney Poff so eloquently puts it at the end of every JonesBro.com event roster.
Poff off.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you say that's what I do one more time.
That's what I do.
Yeah, if you
off
say
the air,
it
that's
one
all
more
he says.
Time.
That's what I do.
Because y'all love it.
So dumb.
Evidently, what David does is show off nudity.
My uncle's a nudist, and I can't help
Think
that.
About what we just did. We just now subjected Rodney Poff from Occasions Magazine to watching nudists.
Oh, man. It's so bad when you think about it. We asked him first. We asked him, and he was okay with it.
So for every guest we have for the rest of the year.
Oh, no, we're not. I'm
hey, Coach Anderson.
No.
Oh, my God.
I will walk
Coach Pilato.
I will walk out of the room.
I'll walk out of the room.
Oh, y'all won't leave.
I'm retiring from my radio career. I cannot show Coach Anderson my
new
uncle. Oh, that was mean. Oh, man.
Do you promise?
That's not even right.
No, the best part, though, I said to Rodney Poff, I said, hey, figure out which one you think is David's uncle. And again, the guy has no clothes on. And he knew it right off the bat.
Immediately. He's like, oh, that's him.
They look the same.
He's like, I can tell your smile. Yeah,
whatever.
So, okay. So anyway, off of the nudity for a minute, let's do the country music news.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
You know, Maren Morris has had a lot of success over her early career. In fact, her newest single, I Could Use a Love Song, is starting to go up the charts.
I could use a love song that takes me back just like that when it comes.
And with all these successful singles, you get quite a few phone calls from very successful people.
Sure.
And she actually missed a call from one of the biggest artists of all time. And the call came from South London, so she's probably thinking, okay, it's just a telemarketer, leave me alone. But then she got the third phone call from this number, and it was Elton John on the phone saying, I've got your vinyl of your debut album, Hero. I love what you're doing, and I hope we get to meet in the future.
That is cool.
Could you imagine massive. That?
No, like, yeah, who else? I mean, that's a pretty big phone
call.
Yeah.
I mean, Elton John.
And can you feel the love tonight? I was led to.
Like, there are so many great Elton John songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
You want to do Tiny Dancer? Do you guys remember that one?
Yeah.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer. We did the other one earlier, too. Don't let the sun.
The sun, yep.
Let's see if I can find it.
Pretty eye.
Look at young Elton.
Fire smile.
He always has really cool sunglasses.
You're married a music man.
It's going to be like early 70s.
He called Maren Morris.
Ballerina.
That's just cool.
You must have seen her dancing in the sand.
You guys remember the movie Almost Famous?
With Kate Hudson?
Didn't they sing this song on the van or a bus trip or something?
I think
like that?
So, yeah.
Anyway, that's a cool story and a pretty cool phone call from Maren Morris to get.
So Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line posted a photo of his wife, Haley. She's 4 months pregnant, but you can't tell because she's laying kind of on her belly. She's in a shallow pool of water. Right. But here's the thing. And we're going back to this subject.
What?
She's nude.
And you hey, just what's can't his account? Escape it.
Right.
What's his account?
It's T-Hub Music.
T-Hub. Stop making this. I just want to see what the picture looks like.
No, but
Where's
actually,
his account? Give it
it's,
to me now.
It's very tasteful and it's artsy. It doesn't show anything naughty at all.
Oh, no, not at all.
But anyway, he
very nice.
He says, would you look at that background? I think I'll take up photography.
Oh, I didn't even notice she was in there. I thought she was just part of the, yeah, never mind. There she is.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Yeah.
I noticed the skyline of the mountains first.
Right, they're in Greece, and so you see some mountains and skyline, but that's kind of blurred out.
Yeah, Tyler Hubbard, if you want to check it out, T-Hub Music
man.
On Instagram, and now we know Chris Stapleton's next single. This is one that when we first played it a couple of months ago, I was like, man, that's a great song. It's called Broken Halos, the official next single of Chris Stapleton. Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
They've all gone wherever they go. Broken halos that used to shine.
Broken halos, the next one from Chris Stapleton.
Broken halos that used to shine.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
If you guys missed it, I posted my Throwback Thursday already.
And it's the best one you've ever posted.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
My wife said, why have I never seen this picture?
No.
Because you love her.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Dang, next level in here.
Just playing.
It must be worse
playing.
Than I thought. I'm wearing Zubaz pants, the old hammer pants. I have no shirt on. I'm about 120 pounds at about 20 years old.
Classic.
Gold hoop earrings, long hair, a purple plaid Mossimo hat, and I'm holding a dog.
Gold chain. Did you get that?
And a gold chain and a big smile.
You're happy.
Yeah.
But like, do you think that still looks like me, kind
yes.
of?
Yes.
Yeah, we can see you.
Completely you.
If you get past all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter. Yours is, what is it? Oh, I haven't seen it yet. You haven't posted one yet.
I haven't. I'm going to post it right after I tell you this awesome story.
Oh, you have good news for
me? Yeah.
All right, every morning Kelly likes to bring us good news.
Yeah, with all the negative stuff going on in the world, love to bring you stories that have happy endings. So, 40 amateur hockey players in Buffalo, New York, played for 11 days straight, Okay. It was for a fundraiser called the event 11 Day Power Play. Now we kind of know what that is because we've been watching hockey a little bit since the Predators did all that stuff. We're a little bit more familiar with that. But they'd play each day for a few hours. They'd let someone else take over. They'd get some sleep and then they'd get back out there for another shift. Mm. Okay. So they started playing around 9 p.m. on June 22nd. Get this, June 22nd, and they did not stop until this past Monday at 8 a.m. Mm. Okay? So most of the guys that played are in their 40s and 50s. Obviously, they weren't going like really, really hard all the time. The whole time, there were some injuries. They were really exhausted by the end of it. The final score was 1,725 goals to 1,697. Well, a guy and his wife, Mike and Amy, she's a cancer survivor. He played for her and for his mom to honor his mom who passed away from cancer about a year ago. So they did it all for this cancer research hospital. They were wanting to raise $1 million and they actually passed that goal and they ended up with about $1.2 million for cancer research. So there's a story with a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If we think back a few months ago, there was a time where Kelly tried to take credit for the football career of D'Angelo Williams.
I've never tried to take credit.
You were going to write a book.
I remember these days. Mm-hmm. You had a book ready.
Oh, wow.
So Kelly was a coach before she was a radio personality.
Yeah.
And you coached D'Angelo.
I didn't coach him. I had him in class, kind of. Because we had girls' PE. No, we had girls' PE and boys' PE, and it was actually split up. So he was in the same gym. And so, like, I got to be around him.
So, like, what would you have helped with? Like, kickball and things like that?
Yeah, like, we did normal sports,
badminton.
Too. Yeah.
What else did you do?
We did dance. We did a bunch of dance stuff.
So, would he have been good at pretty much everything he did?
Yes. And all he had to do was smile and talk. And he has a great personality. We loved him.
So, D'Angelo Williams, who has played for the NFL, is currently trying to find another team and all that stuff. But he made a debut this past weekend for Impact Wrestling on pay-per-view.
Right.
And it was awesome. Like, I've gone back and I've looked at videos. And, like, this guy goes out and he trains with a friend of mine, Scott D'Amore, in Canada. Mm-hmm. And he trained for, like, 3 days.
Dang.
And ends up being better than most people who have trained for years.
He's such an athlete, man.
So Kelly, after seeing all of this stuff with D'Angelo being, like, on SportsCenter and all the new press, now wants to take credit for coaching him in wrestling as well.
I mean, basically, yeah.
You were such an impact on D'Angelo Williams' life.
And yeah. I don't even know what to say.
At what school was this, though?
This is in Wynn.
Okay, so he went to Wynn?
Yeah, yeah.
What years, like, around was he there?
Gosh. You're putting me on the spot with all
like
this information.
Like 2005, 2007.
A little earlier than that.
It would have been like 90s, right?
Yeah, it was earlier. Been?
Yeah, because I think he didn't come to the NFL until like 2005 or 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you think he'll play next?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. He played for the Steelers, and he played well, so I can imagine he'll get like a 1 or 2 year deal somewhere.
What's the story out today that Tom Brady is not paid nearly what he's worth as far as compared to the other quarterbacks? Have you seen that?
Yeah, the dude only makes like, I think, $14 million
a year.
That's
unacceptable.
Well, I mean, he does that so they can sign on other players, so he doesn't want to try and dominate most of their what they call cap room, which they only have a set amount of money they can make. They can give out to players per year.
So he has so much money, he doesn't have to demand anymore.
Yeah, so basically the only thing he wants to do right now is win.
Right.
But you don't see too much of these guys that are actually like underpaid like he is.
Right. So check this out. Out of all the quarterbacks in the NFL, this is what's crazy to me. There's 19 quarterbacks who make more than Tom Brady.
There's 32 NFL teams.
That's crazy, right? Because he is elite quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Derek Carr for the Raiders just signed a massive contract at $25 million per year.
Unbelievable to me
that
Tom Brady is willing to take the sacrifice for the team.
Yep, that's pretty crazy when you think about it because he could be making in that $25 to $30 million range easy.
He also has some supplement income from his wife.
Who's the richest supermodel in the world as well.
So there's that.
I don't think money's a big deal. And after he retires, he'll have all these kind of deals anyway.
He's doing what he loves. That's true. And he doesn't need money. So
isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
It's a wild story.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so one of the big deals on social media yesterday was Shania Twain released the track listing for her upcoming album, Shania Now. 16 tracks in total. The first one, which we could probably write interesting songs like what we think the songs might be about.
Yeah.
Like the first one, which would probably be written by Shania or by David's uncle, would be "Swinging with My Eyes Closed."
That's great. All about his life in the nudist colony.
Of course, there's other ones, 16 tracks in total, but the big track is the one that we've already heard so far. "Life's About to Get Good," Shania Twain, with her album Shania Now coming out in September.
Oh, life's about joy, life's about pain. It's all about forgiving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and loved the way I should. Life's about to get good.
You can check out the track listing when you search Shania Twain on Instagram.
Well, if you spent a day touring with Dierks Bentley and you wanted to know kind of what his rituals were before his show, you know, a lot of singers will have these rituals that they do before every concert, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, one of them is he's his own pilot. So he flies himself and whoever is with him to the next destination.
Mm-hmm.
He's the actual pilot.
Like, to me, that would create stress. I'd want to be able to sit back and relax and not have to worry about flying a plane.
But yeah. I've read where he loves it. It's relaxing
yeah.
for him.
Okay.
Yep. And then he does the pre-show ice bath. And if he doesn't have like a bathtub, he's known to go like just buy like trash cans and literally sit in them with ice in them.
I wonder if he did that here.
That's I don't know. Question. I mean, they say he does it before every show.
Wow, okay.
And he says that's like his 5-hour energy drink, except without drinking the stuff. That's like what gives him his energy for his show. And his show is pretty energetic.
Oh, yeah.
And then he warms up, and after warming up in the sauna, he does his VIP thing for his VIP guests. And then he does his pre-show soundtrack, and he pretends to be in a bluegrass band. And they change the name of the band everywhere they go.
So it kind of relates to the city he's in.
Right.
He didn't do the bluegrass thing here, though.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well, Florida Georgia Line kind of switched up their routine the other day when they had their show in Indianapolis. They brought out Tyler Hubbard's dog, a big golden lab. His name is Harley.
And see, I didn't realize that the whole Harley name was name dropped in a different song.
Yeah, because Sundays, the song they released a number of years ago, actually mentions Harley. And I thought they were talking about a motorcycle this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's actually talking about their dog, and here's the line in the song.
Girl, you know you're the life of my party. You can stay and keep sipping Bacardi. Stir it up as we turn on some Marley. If you want, you can get on my Harley.
There it is.
How funny is that?
Yeah.
Like, we had no idea.
All these years, and now we finally know what that means.
There you go. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David finally posted his Throwback Thursday photo.
I did.
It's young Dave, skinny Dave.
Young. I'm still skinny.
You're thin. But, like, you're not as thin as you were back then.
Yeah, in those days I was, like, unhealthily thin, however you would say that.
Unhealthily.
That, too. So here's what I noticed when I look at the picture of David. David is at David on KFIN on Instagram and on Twitter.
I look like the biggest dork.
Well, first of all, he's standing next to some girls, and he's got his whole hand in his pocket.
His whole hand. Basically almost his elbow.
I'm not sure exactly what he was doing, if he was trying to hide something or what.
That is inappropriate.
No, like, I don't know if maybe...
What would I be hiding, Brandon?
Money. Maybe he had some money in his hand.
Maybe he had a cut on your hand or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we're standing there in this photo with Velvet Sky and Christy Hemme, who at this point were with TNA Wrestling, right?
Yeah.
And this is when they were coming to the convo with Hulk Hogan a number of years ago. We did an event at DQ Grill and Chill when we were on our sister station. So it's myself, and it's Lori, and it's Dave, and some other coworkers.
I'm surprised that you let him post that picture.
Why?
I just am.
Well, okay. I'll give you your time. So David looks like he is essentially, like, you've probably seen him in biology, like at the front of the classroom next to the teacher's desk.
Are you talking about...
With an apple on his hand.
The skeleton?
This is... I've actually seen skeletons who weighed more than David at this point.
He actually played Skeletor on He-Man.
I mean, I'm telling you, it was all the way. Like people dressed up, they go out to like the Halloween costume stores and they'd be like, hey, look, it's David the Barrel Boy. And it was a skeleton costume.
That's the David.
I want to dress up like David.
Oh my goodness.
So anyway, and then there was me, who was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
I'm getting something prepared right now.
Don't you dare.
This will actually be my next post tomorrow.
I have breasts bigger than most MMA fighters. Right?
Look.
Let me see it.
I've zoomed in. strictly on you.
Oh, gosh. So I get to be the center of the picture.
Yeah.
And my shirt is like, I don't know why it's tucked up to my pants like that. My belly's hanging out.
Your shirt is tucked into the front of your pants a little
but
bit.
But it makes no sense.
And it makes your belly stick out.
And my face is about as round as it can be. And I'm standing next in between these two girls. And Skeletor's next to me over here on the other side, David.
Skeletor.
I mean, it's a pretty funny picture, too.
Look at my face.
That is, yeah.
Well, it was your first time around a girl. All of us had that expression. Of course, you were 20.
I might have been 19 in that picture.
Anyway, it's pretty funny. If you go check it out, at David on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter. Mine is at Brandon on KFIN. Mine's embarrassing, too. I'm shirtless and long hair. And
I'm still, unfortunately, working on mine, but I'll try to get one up there today. On Kelly, at Kelly on KFIN.
Yeah, we might see one.
You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow.